Today is Saturday, June 8th, 2019, and this...
And with that, the seven-year anniversary trip to Sin City is officially underway. Congratulations.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 694. Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. What's all going on?
Not too much. How are you, Brett Michaels?
I'm lovely. Except for my thing is, my iPad's not working. There it goes. Okay, so here we are doing another podcast, talking about some Vegas stuff. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tonight's readings begin with the first book of Patreon. This podcast is listener-supported thanks to our Patreon patrons. They are lovely folks, and we have gained several new and returning Patreon patrons in the past week as a result of my announcement last week that we revamped some of the several of the categories and added some new things, including the ever-popular enamel pins. I'm glad that people are into that.
Yay.
Lots of people had really nice comments on the Facebook group and on the Twitter thing where I posted it. I also added a picture of the first pin I'm doing, or actually already did, just waiting here for shipping after we get the bonus pin and the month ends. But anyway, I added that to the Patreon page. If you look at the different tiers and look at the $10 tier, you'll see a little casino pin. That is the first of the pins. So check that out. We're also planning on doing a live stream hopefully next week, probably Saturday or Sunday afternoon. That is our tentative plan. We'll see where things land. We talked about this last week, and then I forgot about it. We'll pin down a specific sometime very soon. So keep an eye on your Patreon email alerts for that, if you are a member. Also, I wanted to mention, and I forgot this last week, if you are an existing $10 or higher Patreon patron, I'm going to need your address. So go to your Patreon profile and add your address, please, so that I can send stuff out when the time comes. That would be awesome. It'll save me from having to individually hunt you all down. I just want to make sure everybody gets their cool stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you want to get in on the pins, we've got the bonus thing running.
You're not going to like show up at people's houses and personally deliver them.
No, I can't do that. But it'd be nice if people would update their profiles so I don't have to pester them later on. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying. But if anybody wants to get in on that, we would love to have you join us. The bonus MF-er pins, which I will post pictures of as soon as I get them. I'm hoping in about a week I should have them. And you can see those as well. But that deal for that special limited edition pin runs through June, although there's a chance I may have to end it early because I do have a limited supply. And if we end up hitting that number before the end of June, If it looks like I'm getting close to that, I will, you know, tweet it and put it on Facebook and stuff. But if you're waiting until the end for some reason, or you're waffling on it, you might want to sign up now just to make sure. So that is a scoop. Patreon.com/500 for details. I did not mention the people I was going to thank yet, did I?
You have not.
All right. Thank you to these.
Mispronounce away.
New. Exactly. Part of the magic is having me possibly mispronounce your name. These are all new or returning patrons in the last week. So welcome to Luke Lay, Vegas Tips and Tricks, Stephen Croxon, Stephen Davis, Jonathan Holt, and Kevin Bass. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for supporting 500. Look forward to sending you some cool stuff. If you're wondering
happy belated birthday to Kevin.
That too. It was just a couple days ago. If you're wondering what this is all about, visit patreon.com/500. You can learn how to support the show on a monthly basis and get a bunch of extra bonus stuff as our way of saying thank you. All righty. Some interesting things to talk about this week. We're going to start with Park MGM. They, of course, have a number of top performers at Park Theater. And one of them, I don't know what qualifies someone as a top performer. Anyway, one of the acts they have right now is Aerosmith, of course. And they made an announcement in the past week. And this is sort of interesting with the timing, because last week we talked about Lady Gaga and how she had just opened House of Gaga, which I know you're excited to see.
I am.
Because you hope to at some point procure a meat dress of your own, or in this case, a jerky dress of your own. No? Not looking for a jerky dress?
No, not in the market.
Can you imagine how much that thing must have smelled when she was wearing it?
Oh my gosh.
Because raw meat. Yeah, that too. But raw meat stinks.
Yeah. At least it wasn't chicken.
Oh, I love eating chicken, but the smell of raw chicken.
And having to deal with it.
Yeah. Every time I'm preparing chicken, I'm kind of like, I don't know if this is worth it. But then it's delicious in the end. Anyway, enough about me. So anyway, Lady Gaga opened House of Gaga right next to Park Theater, and it features a lot of her memorabilia, so people can go in there and check it out, and it's free, and it's cool. Well, there's kind of a similar thing now for Aerosmith, but it's not free, and it's not even all that accessible yet, although it sounds like that may be changing. So here's what's going on. There's an Aerosmith museum now located in the basement of Park Theater. In my head, for some reason, I have the basement of Park Theater as being like a basement. I'm sure it's nice and, you know, there's well organized and stuff, but I have this idea that you go down there and there's like props from previous shows.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's not the case. It's kind of weird when it's in a basement. Anyway, they put an Aerosmith.
There's like some hockey sticks in a corner.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. Why would there be hockey sticks at Park Theater?
I don't know. It's close to T-Mobile. And
oh, okay. Yeah, they could be storing stuff there. Who knows? Anyway,
it's the off season.
The Aerosmith.
I'm thinking Midwestern basement.
Most Midwestern basements do have some hockey sticks in the corner, so I get what you're saying. The Aerosmith Museum, beginning on June 19th, it is open only for guided tours, and the options are either a VIP concert package, which are quite expensive. Some of them include meet and greets and things like that. They do have one option where you don't have to have a concert ticket. It's still a guided tour, and it's only on the days they perform at noon. So it's a very limited schedule, and tickets are $50, which...
Only at noon on the days they perform, because they don't perform at noon.
No, it's not open on the days they don't perform.
Yeah.
And on the days they do perform, the only option is noon.
Yes. When you said that, it sounded like they perform at noon.
I'm glad I could clarify. The announcement, however, made it sound like they're going to eventually open it up for more options, because it said "for now" in it, or something of that nature.
How can we make the most money off this is the question.
Exactly. And I've got to think that they'll, like, $50, I get it because it's a guided tour.
Yeah.
But I'd rather pay like $30 and walk through on my own. I don't think I'm likely to pay $50. So, and the other thing is, there's a pretty long stretch where they're not doing any shows there. I think they have a batch in June, July, and then it might be a couple months. It's weird that they would have this there and not use it at all.
Right.
My guess is after they do an initial push for VIP tickets, there will be some sort of a general admission where it's not guided and you can just wander through. So stay tuned for that. It will probably occur at some point soon. So some of the things that are available for viewing in the theater are I like Aerosmith, but I don't follow them that closely. There's a barn guitar made for Brad Whitford using wooden planks from the barn where they started out. Didn't know that it was a thing, but apparently it is. Stage outfits.
Lots of scarves.
I bet there've got to be a lot of scarves, a lot of guitars and other instruments, a giant neon sign from their Honkin' on Bobo tour. Stuff that you've seen in some of their videos, one of their original fan club newsletters, all kinds of that typical band memorabilia. So if you're into Aerosmith, you're going to want to check it out. If you're a mild fan of Aerosmith, you know, you might want to wait until it's cheaper. But if you're interested, for now, check out aerosmith.com/VIP. They will have the information there for you there.
And if anyone goes, please let us know how it is.
I'd love to hear. I do like these sorts of things. We did the Rolling Stone one at Venetian a few years ago when that was there as a temporary exhibit. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I did too. That was cool.
I suspect this is somewhat similar in terms of what to expect. But again, $50 is a little bit much for what I'm willing to pay. So I shall be waiting.
Your level of fandom is not that high.
No. I like Aerosmith, but I don't care enough to, I mean, yeah. $50 is a lot to look at some of Joe Perry's guitars. $30, I'll do it. That's my threshold. $35, Yeah.
Well, will it be 30 plus fees?
Yeah, I don't know. I think 50 covers all, or 49, I think is what it is. I don't think there's any additional fees on that, but I may be wrong.
It's MGM. There's got to be a fee.
Yeah, but it's through Aerosmith, so I don't know. Okay. Shit, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, you're going to pay $49.50, something like that. Maybe more. All right, let's talk about some transportation things. We mentioned, I don't know if it was the last show, one of the recent shows, we discussed a shuttle that was running from downtown Grand mm-hmm. to the Fashion Show Mall
yep.
near Forever 21, which yes. we learned is the drop-off and pickup point. There's another such free shuttle. This one runs from to and from Fashion Show Mall from Palms. It's for their nightclub and day club Chaos, which recently opened. They now have a free shuttle running Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's for the day club. Thursday through Sunday from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Thursday and until 3 a.m. on the other couple nights. So I would imagine that even if you're not going to Chaos, you could probably take this shuttle just to get to Palms.
Mm-hmm. That if is you're my, in the area.
Yeah, because it's not like they're going to take you directly into the nightclub.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a free shuttle to and from Palms.
And especially if you're staying on the north end of the strip.
This would be an option for you. Mm-hmm. Another free shuttle I just learned about today via a tweet from Plaza's Jonathan Jossel. He promoted that they now, this is interesting. Nobody else really does this, mm-hmm. at least Strip and downtown that I'm aware of. Free transportation to and from the airport for people staying at Plaza. Now, this is so new that they don't have any information on their website or on their social sites yet. It was just his tweet of a little graphic. So if you're planning on staying at Plaza soon, I recommend contacting the hotel to find out what's going on if you're coming in through the airport. So El Cortez, of course, has a free shuttle to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
It's a car. So
it's like a town car.
If it's available.
It holds, what, three people?
Yeah, you can get in on it if the time slot is available. But as far as having a shuttle of some sort at the airport when you arrive or shortly after you arrive, I'm curious how long this will last. Mm-hmm. It would be a nice trend. I would love to see it catch on. But
oh, for sure.
I don't know if it will. I don't think it'll probably, I doubt it'll become a trend, but it's something, I'm glad to see somebody doing it.
Yeah.
So kudos to Plaza for stepping it up with offering something that is not widely being offered.
Mm-hmm. They throw a lot of stuff to the wall to see if it sticks.
That is true.
I like this particular thing that they've
done. Yeah, I hope this one sticks, and I would love to see other places do it too. Speaking of Plaza, they've got some new rooms coming online very soon. They've been renovating several floors of the North Tower, and they have announced and are now taking reservations for the new rooms. They're called Lux Rooms. There are about 100 of them. 325 square feet. They also have 8 suites that are essentially double rooms. I don't think I looked at the suite prices, but for the standard rooms in August, not bad. $50 for weeknights, $115 for weekends.
Is that cheaper than the Binion's rooms?
Binion's rooms are $99 for weeknights and $199 for weekends. And these rooms, I would say, are
nicer.
They look pretty. They're modern. Mm-hmm. They don't look. Yes, they're not the Depression rooms. So I would choose the Plaza option over Binion's if I was forced to choose. Of course, during busier months later on, the rooms get more expensive, but pretty decent room rate, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to stay at Plaza, you might want to check out the new room product. They look new. They're not extravagant by any means, but I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah.
But they have like the hard laminate flooring, just modern decor. It mm-hmm. looks nice. So good job on those as well. Always nice to see new rooms coming online downtown.
Especially when they're reasonably priced.
That too.
Side eye to Binion's.
I check like every week or two, and I can't believe they've not lowered the price yet.
Yeah.
And that's around the same time. I think August 14th is when the Binion's rooms, when they start. I don't know if I mentioned August 1st is when these rooms become available, but they're taking reservations now. So Binion's is a couple weeks later, and we'll see. At some point, I've got to think they're going to. They did have a deal. They had a special where if you book three nights or something? There was something where if you book like three nights, I think it was, they knocked off a certain amount. It knocked it down to like 85 a night or something, but.
No.
No. So there you go. Speaking of downtown, there's a restaurant that we had mentioned, it seems like a year ago or more, that was in the works that has opened. It opened about a month ago. a Japanese restaurant. So if you're looking for Japanese food downtown, here's an option. It's called Hatsumi. It's on 10th and Fremont. It used to be the Ferguson Motel, and they've been doing a bunch of renovations. They're putting in retail space. They're putting in, wow. They're putting in a courtyard for outdoor dining, because they're going to have some other dining options soon. I know there's going to be a coastal Mexican restaurant called La Manja. I don't know. That's opening soon. But Hatsumi is open. I looked at their menu. They've got a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. The largest section of their menu is skewers, all kinds of different, like all the different chicken parts and other meats on skewers. And they run between $2 and $6. So you can get some affordable food. And I know the chef is fairly well known in Vegas. And anyway, it might be a nice option if you're looking for Japanese.
I don't know why I just thought about the walk sign is on to cross Fremont. I don't know why that just popped into my head. Well, it's not that
far. You would certainly, the one that I was, there are several of the walk sign is on to cross Fremont, but the one I always think of is the one by El Cortez.
Yeah, me too.
And if we were heading in that direction, we would probably go through that stop sign.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to be in Vegas right now.
I know, me too. Eventually we will return.
And someday.
It will be joyous.
Someday.
You think we'll get back? I think we'll get back there.
I think we will.
All right. More downtown news, courtesy of KNPR reporter Mike Previtt. He reported the other night that on Twitter that there, and I couldn't find information anywhere else other than his tweet, so I don't know if this is something that was just announced and there's no information up, or I don't know who is sponsoring this. I imagine it's whatever the downtown project is called now. It's one of their deals. Same general area where the Ferguson's Motel is, there is a parking lot that they use for different things called the Llama Lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 9th and Fremont, and apparently now every Friday beginning this Friday, the 14th, they're going to be having a food truck event there.
Yes.
Yes, I know. Eating trucks. Eating food. Eating trucks from food. Eating food from trucks is always joyous until you have a bad experience, I suppose. But I've never had a bad food truck meal that I can think of. So Friday nights or Friday afternoons and evenings at Fremont from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., apparently they're going to have a food truck event. So it might be worth wandering down there if you're looking for something a little different on a Friday night. I'm hoping that more information becomes available soon, but according to this reputable reporter, Mike Previtt, that is happening very soon. So that's cool. They have had some food truck events there on and off over the last couple of years, but it sounds like it's going to be a running thing every Friday.
Nice.
So cool. There's a new restaurant coming to Harrah's, according to Eater. It is called Pizza Cake. I'm not really into that name so much.
Is it all going to be deep dish?
I don't think so. So it's from the Cake Boss, Buddy Velastro. It's sort of strange. He has two restaurants and they're at Venetian.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think Venetian would have an exclusive deal with their celebrity chefs?
You would think so. You'd think if he were going to open a new location, it would be maybe Palazzo.
That would make sense to me. You know, like Gordon Ramsay, they're all at Caesar's properties. Mm-hmm. And that's typically a lot of times how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know. For whatever reason, he's opening a non-Venetian restaurant at Harrah's, and it's going to be a pizza place and then desserts. So thus, pizza and cake. Not one single item called pizza cake, but
some people call deep dish pizza cake.
Yeah, well.
Well, not necessarily pizza cake, but they say it. Like,
yeah.
There's a similarity there is what I'm saying.
I agree. It's a big fucking loaf of bread with sauce on it. That's what deep dish pizza. I don't think this is a deep dish
pizza. I used to love deep dish pizza.
Did you really?
When I was younger.
Really?
Yeah. And now I'm
like shitty deep, like Pizza Hut or something, or like
any.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But now I don't really, I haven't had it in ages.
As you age, the crust gets thinner.
Yes.
Remind me, that's going to be the title of this week's show, if I can remember. It's located next to the piano bar. It's currently or used to be a gift shop. Plans include indoor and outdoor seating, and that's what's happening there. I don't know what the opening date is, but keep an eye out for that if you're a fan of the Cake Boss.
Did you mention the Cake ATM?
Oh, yes. There's going to be a Cake ATM if you want to get dessert to go. So I suppose the cupcake ATMs have been popular enough. They decided to supersize it and have a full-on cake thing. That's what I want in my hotel room is a fucking cake.
Or would it be cake slices?
Oh, that would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
I immediately go to full-size cake. But yeah, it would make sense if they were slices.
You know what they need?
What?
Pie ATM.
I would be in favor of a pie ATM. I wonder what the, logistics are of like, keeping shit fresh in
like
those.
Dessert pie, not pizza pie.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm a big fan.
I know you are. That's why.
Like, do they have to? How often do they have to rotate stuff out of there to make sure that it stays fresh?
I don't know.
I'm sure it's refrigerated, obviously, but like cake would dry out pretty quick in something like that, especially if it was sliced already.
Yeah.
Although it's probably in plastic.
Depends on what the ingredients are, too.
It's probably like in a plastic. I don't know. I'm overthinking this. I'm sure they've got it figured out. Mm-hmm. So when it opens, we can stop by and check out the cake ATM.
When is it opening?
No, I don't believe there's a date yet.
Okay.
So they've just been putting the plans through the county process, so it might be
a while. It'll be a while.
Yeah. But so it's always nice to get another outdoor seating option on the strip. That'll be popular.
Will that be overlooking Guy Fieri? Is that by Carnival Court?
It would be facing the strip straight on instead of at that angle. Yeah.
So you can look away from Guy Fieri.
I don't think you'll have a Guy Fieri view. All right. A couple other quick restaurant notes. This is also from Eater this week. Nomad Bar, which we reviewed a while ago. We reviewed their breakfast. They're not doing breakfast anymore. They're not doing breakfast or lunch except for on Sundays.
Their breakfast was delicious.
So now they open at 5 p.m. except for on Sundays when they open at 11 a.m. I imagine they have some sort of brunch thing. So, yeah, that's too bad.
It is.
Primrose at Park MGM also.
It was expensive, but it was tasty. Yeah.
Park MGM, Primrose also changed its hours. It no longer serves dinner. So Nomad just serves dinner. Primrose serves breakfast and lunch, but not dinner. They are now open from 9 to 2 daily. So this is somewhat typical with a new property, which Park MGM sort of is. It takes a while for them to figure out what works and what doesn't. So adjustments of hours and things will open and close probably too. But I saw some reference that they might be remodeling their sports book already too, but I don't know where that came from. So they're making some changes at Park MGM already with their restaurants, and we will keep an eye on that for further development. So there you go. That's what's going on in Vegas this week. It seemed like there wasn't really much happening, and then all of a sudden I put together the notes, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Have we talked about how good the restaurants seem at Park MGM?
Like, we've alluded to it a little bit, but I mean, yeah, that's...
We were talking with Matthew from the UK earlier this week, and how he had like there. Three really good meals in a row.
I got to give them credit for the restaurant lineup.
Yeah.
They've done a good job of pulling that together. So I would, as much as MGM is right now, that's probably one area where I'd be willing to maybe spend a little bit of money there, maybe, depending on the day,
what
mood I'm in.
Right.
Heard nothing but good things about Best Friend, the steakhouse. Bavette's has been getting great marks. I think we had a call about that last week.
Yeah.
They've nailed it with the food, so that's good. I still think the overall vibe of the place is a little shaky, except for when they have events, but I don't know. They seem to at least have certain things kind of
together
going well. So there you go. Let's move on to a segment we call Hey, Remember This. Do you
remember? I don't remember fucking anything, man.
All right, we're going back to show number 233 from October 2009. We've had many nightclubs come and go in the time that we've been doing this show.
We have.
Openings, closings. I can't remember them all. So much so that when I came across this one in some old show notes, I did not remember it.
No.
October 2009 saw the closing of Mist at Treasure Island. That nightclub was there for 7 years. And then it went away.
And we paid zero attention to it.
I know. Well, we might have mentioned it. Well, I'm sure I know we mentioned it when it closed. Before that, I don't know. But
Before that, we weren't doing a show.
About 4 months later, after it closed, the space was repurposed for the triumphant return of Cold Beer, Dirty Girls. We call it Gilly's.
It's a fun time.
It is. So Gilly's is now in that space, apparently. They've had a bunch of nightclubs that have come and gone at Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Jet. Wasn't that there? Or was that at Mirage?
Jet was at Mirage.
Oh, okay. What about Christian Adigier?
That was at Treasure Island.
That was Treasure Island. All right. Well, we have not set foot into any of them, so.
Nor will we.
Well, Mist
especially
is gone.
Especially because they're closed.
Yeah. Farewell, Mist. We missed ya.
Oh, God.
That was horrible. Let's move on to some of our callers who will not be horrible.
Hey, 500. This is Wendy in Illinois. Hey, Michelle. I think you and I were like soul sisters in another lifetime or something. You're awesome. Love you both,
thank
though.
Thank you.
Hey, my husband and I are sitting here.
Love you both, though. I love that.
Yeah, Tim, you're okay,
thanks.
Too.
I love being an afterthought. It's fun.
listening to the June 2nd podcast, which is today, and we have a question.
Okay.
We noticed Melanie calls in, which we appreciate. We totally love her calls, but she's always out of breath. We're wondering what on earth is she doing when she's doing these calls?
Emphysema.
Is she walking around Vegas, running around Vegas, bicycling, jogging? I don't know.
Sit-ups.
Something. She's always out of breath. Just curious. Anyway, that's all I've got. So we will talk at you later. I'll call in after my next trip. And love the podcast. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. I know that that our pal Melanie, who we'll hear from momentarily, she has mentioned a few times that she's jogging. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes during the calls, that's what's going on.
She's always on the go.
Yeah. So there you go.
I could not do a phone call while I was jogging.
Can you
jogging.
Imagine me doing that when I was jogging?
Well, first, I have to imagine you jogging.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in a long time.
No. You were on a little thing for a while.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
I'm no longer in tip-top condition to be jogging. But yes, no, I could not place a phone call and be coherent while jogging.
No.
I couldn't then. I can now. So kudos to Melanie for fitness.
Yeah.
All right. She's going to love this. I just know it. I'll be getting a text from her as soon as she hears it. I got one today. She sent me a picture of her and Stormy Daniels. I don't know where the hell they met.
Oh, wow.
I know. I have to get the story on that. I was out fishing at the time. She was responding. I sent her a selfie of me fishing. And then she sent that. So anyway, enough about me and Melanie and our texting. Should I share my additional texts? No.
No.
Okay, let's hear from her.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. This is Melanie from Colorado. I've just returned from my most epic, most fun Vegas trip ever. Oh my gosh. I went with 5 friends from various places around the country to celebrate my friend Simone's 50th birthday. And that's important because Simone's maybe been to Vegas once. A couple of them hadn't been at all. And go to Vegas with newbies if you want to re-experience the wonder and delight you still feel, but overwhelm them. They look up, just up at the lights, up at the sky, mouth open, eyes open, laughing the entire time. It was really fun to see it through newbie eyes. We stayed at the Cosmopolitan. We stayed on the 59th floor. That's right below the penthouse floor. It had views from the north, west, south, so basically just sweeping, sweeping views, especially to the north, because you can see just the lights all up and down the strip, the Bellagio fountains, basically your skyfall view, but in your hotel room. It's probably 1,800 square feet, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, huge sitting room. It was phenomenal. We stayed there the first 2 nights. We went to see, and this is our purpose in going, Lady Gaga. We stood in the general admission. It was amazing. We ended up staying next to Josh. Hey, Josh. It was beautiful and fabulous. And we just had the most amazing time. My alarm's calling me back to real life. The Lady Gaga crowd is just so fun and loving and warm, and you feel like you're part of this amazing community, and you are. And I will come back to Lady Gaga. It was phenomenal. I highly recommend it. But Vegas, newbies, Cosmo, I think they may be ruined for any other place anywhere in the world. And they agree. All right, I'll call right back.
See, now that's
Whoops. I was just thinking that when she said they were newbies and they were staying at Cosmo. And I thought, oh.
Yeah.
Which is great.
But,
I love staying there, but it will ruin you.
Especially when you have a room like that.
Yeah.
So, because inevitably they'll be like, I love Vegas. I'm going to go back. And they'll get a room at Flamingo. And it'll be like, oh, this isn't the same.
Yeah.
So as long as they know what they're getting into, but
mm-hmm.
if they can make that Cosmo suite happen every time, more power to them.
Oh, no kidding.
But otherwise, they're going to be disappointed in whatever they have next time, probably.
She sounded very...
I don't think she was out of breath there.
Yeah,
I was
going to say
in
breath,
she
but
wasn't
doesn't really...
She wasn't jogging the strip that time.
She was not. Yeah, the Lady Gaga shows, the crowd is...
They are very fun.
Yeah, crowd's great.
Yep, very much so. All right, next caller, please.
Hello, podcasting Tim and Michelle. This is Skywalker calling from beautiful Las Vegas.
Skywalker must be a big Star Trek fan.
Oh, God.
When the temperature reaches 100 degrees in the desert, to me it means it's time for the World Series of Poker, and I'm here on an 8-day solo poker quest, and I am so excited to be back in the city that I love, the Vegas. You know, the treasure hunter, Mel Fisher, he'd get on his boat in the morning to go out to look for shipwrecks, and every day he'd say, today's the day, and that is what Vegas is to me.
Why did I not prepare Battle Hymn of the Republic for that call? And yes, I know it's not Star Trek. Don't write to me, nerds.
You're full of the corny jokes today.
I know. What's up with me?
I don't know.
I don't know. Too much.
Too much sun?
Too much sunshine today. All right. I'm glad that you enjoyed the Vegas, and thank you for your call. Next call.
I understand.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you.
Oh, no. That's great. I understand what he's saying, though, because like, this could be the day I win a bunch of money.
That's right. That's a good feeling. All right.
Okay.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle. This is Michael in San Diego. I came across a podcast episode specifically that I just wanted to bring to your attention. I listened to a number of different podcasts, and this one is actually about sounds, just different, the history of different things and how they came about. But one of the episodes in their archive, episode number 46, is specifically about the science and psychology of the sounds that are used in slot machines. I posted it on the Facebook page, but I know not everybody listens to the Facebook or reads the Facebook page. And also posts can sometimes get buried if you miss them for a day or two. So anyway, just wanted to bring it to your attention and the listener's attention. The name of the podcast is 20,000 Hertz. Spelled out, so it's T-W-E-N-T-Y, 1,000 Hertz, and it's episode 46. It's about half an hour long, so you certainly don't need to subscribe to the podcast. You can listen to it online. There is a archive that you can just listen right on the computer. But anyway, I found it interesting. Thought some of the other listeners might enjoy it as well. So, thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for that recommendation.
Yeah,
I will
listen
that out.
To that. I'm fascinated by stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. That used to be like
paper about it.
That used to be one of the running things when they used to have all those Travel Channel shows about Vegas years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times there'd be things where they would talk about the psychology of casino design and stuff. It would be like, that's why they have no clocks or no windows and all those. Mm-hmm. It is interesting, even if some of it you hear over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard a lot about slot machine sounds, so I think this will be enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, I learned about like the design of the game. Mm-hmm.
Things that make you feel like you're winning even though you're not, so you keep playing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure the sound is similar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely design. Well, a really good example is a lot of the bonus video poker games.
Yeah.
The sounds in those, same kind of thing. Especially like one of the original bonus video poker games was Multi-Strike.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound effects in that are very effective of keeping you...
Like you're going to the next tier. And then you're going to the next tier.
Yeah, they're very
and,
exciting
like, the
sounds.
Way it, yeah. And I'm
even
sure
you're
like
losing
some
your
kind
ass
of
the whole
music
time.
Theory behind it, like how it goes to a certain chord, like a
So anyway, I will
a
listen
one
to
and
this.
A four and a five or something, and you're waiting for it to resolve back to the one.
There you go. What a nerd you are!
I don't even know if I'm saying this correctly, but it's something like that.
I will provide another.
I'm sure some music nerd will correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, Mikey can correct you. I will.
Yes.
I will provide another recommendation. This actually was recommended to me by our friend John Hall, and I'm glad he did.
Oh, this is good too.
Yeah, there's a series that Bill Simmons and some other guys do called Rewatchables, mm-hmm. and it's about movies that have been around a lot. The movies that you end up getting stuck on whenever you're flipping channels and they're on,
mm-hmm.
Those kind of things, and they go through a bunch of. You know, they talk about their opinions of it and stuff, but then there are certain things. They're like, well, which character doesn't hold up now, or which part of it doesn't hold up, and who's the unsung hero, and a lot of those kind mm-hmm. of things. They did one on The Hangover for its 10th anniversary recently, and there's a lot of Vegas discussion in that as well, obviously, because Vegas is one of the main characters of The Hangover.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a fan of that movie, I would recommend checking it out. I enjoyed it a great deal. That one's a little longer. It's probably an hour and 10 minutes or something, but... It's fun to hear them talk about it. They also refer to an oral history of The Hangover, and that ran in like 2013 in Esquire. And I just mm-hmm. went back and I don't know if I'd read that before, but I went back and read that, and that was really good too, which you can find by Googling Hangover History Esquire.
There's an oral history of Swingers out there somewhere too, and it's really good.
That's another good one. Talks a little bit about Vegas in there too, I think. So. So we have now given you your homework, and you have plenty to do. All right.
If you're looking for entertainment this week, we got you covered.
Thanks for that recommendation.
Not our show, but other things.
No, you don't want to get stuck on this. All right, moving along.
Hi, 500 by Midnight. This is Jennifer from Salt Lake City.
Hello.
Day two of my first ever solo trip, vacation anywhere. So, of course, picked Vegas because I love it. I never get sick of the city. Yesterday I flew in Sunday night. Yesterday was a lot of time by the pool. And then I went to happy hour. And then I went down to Hooters and saw the Gordy Brown show, which was very, very funny. I'd never seen an impressionist before, so I did not know what to expect. But it did not disappoint, and I was sitting in the front row, so I got picked on a little bit, which I don't mind. And tonight, I went, again, a lot of time by the pool. That's the main reason why I went, because it's been raining a lot in Salt Lake City. And I went to Zoomanity, which is my second ever search show. I went and saw Love about 10 years ago. And this is my first time seeing Humanity, and I loved it. Everything I love in life. It was athleticism and hot guys and hot girls and bare breasts. And I loved it. Like, who wouldn't? And, yeah, that's it for my first two full days in Las Vegas. I love your show, and I will – oh, there is one other thing. I actually also hit the New York roller coaster. Did not go so well. I love roller coasters. But I should know not to get in first because I am older and I'm fat and my right knee has a tendency to pop in and out at random times.
Wow.
Which it did, but the roller coaster staff was really nice. They allowed me to get off, walk it off. A few minutes later, I reboarded and rode the roller coaster, which was fun because I also haven't done that in about 10 years. I forgot how much I loved it. The walk back to the hotel kind of sucked, but Lake Tulate's not that far away because I'm staying at Hooters Hotel, which everyone hates, but I've had a good experience. This is my second time staying here. Yeah, the room is clean. The service is nice. It has a bathtub. And, yeah, it has everything I need. So, okay, I promise that's it. I'll call you later with the rest of my trip report at the end of the week. And I love you and take care. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Glad you're having a good time. Yeah. Sounds like an awesome solo trip.
She is far braver than I am because I would never sit in the front row of a show where there's performer audience interaction.
No.
I had a random thought.
Oh, this should be good.
If there had been boobies in O, would you have stayed awake?
Oh, that's why they call it O. Maybe. Oh. Huh. Okay. Now we're on to something. This is a good question.
Oh, good.
There's a much better chance I would have stayed awake. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially with, you know. Yes, I would have.
Especially
let's just say
with
that.
What?
Yes. It's a water-based show. Yes, I would. What? Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Okay. And also, I just wanted to clarify something from last week.
Oh, what would that be?
Don't be a creeper when you're looking at boobies.
Okay.
It's okay to look, but don't be a creeper about it.
That's a good clarification.
Yeah.
All right. And that is our public service announcement for this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next caller.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Anita from Sacramento. And I just hearing your phone messages about the guy at Bally's with the suite made me think of this. I haven't called since I was there in early May, the first weekend of May. I am a Diamond member because of Harrah's, being close to Tahoe. And I was having friends come in for a birthday party, gal friends, and one of them had never been to Vegas. She lives up in Alaska. So I asked for a suite upgrade, and all they had available was a junior suite. That's fine. It was Kentucky Derby week, and I was glad to have it. It was huge. It had a coffee maker. It actually had two refrigerators. It was absolutely beautiful. Looked over, I'll call it the Ferris wheel. I don't think that's the official name. But when the gals checked in the next day, it was all under my name, so I took them to the Diamond Lounge, and they checked them in without me knowing about it to the two adjoining rooms to the suite. So we ended up having a three-room connecting suite. I've never done that. It was so much fun. My husband was with us, but, you know, he went along his way when the girls had to do their thing. The other thing about Bally's is I won $1,000 on the second pull of a dollar slot machine.
Nice.
So they are getting my business now. I love the CVS that's close near there. I was in there every day. And I left my iPhone at the half-price ticket booth that was at Bally's downstairs in those little shops. And I didn't really realize it till later, of course, like we all get lost what we're doing in Vegas. I ran down there when they opened. They had it for me. I tried to give them all a tip. They wouldn't take it, but they had a thing where you could support an animal fund in Vegas, and I left a tip for that because I was so grateful. Anyway, that was my latest trip report. I say two thumbs up for Bally's. I'm going back in November for the Gaga Jazz Show, and I'll be staying there again. Okay, thank you. Happy gambling to you.
Back at you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. We had a lot of female callers this week, and that makes me happy.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. You had a wonderful time. I'm so glad that Bally's treated you that well.
Yeah.
It's nice, you
that
know.
That's great. And then what Jennifer said about Hooters, she enjoyed staying there. Who gives a shit what anybody else thinks?
Absolutely.
If she had a good time, that's where you should stay.
Absolutely. I don't disagree at all.
Yep.
So that's fantastic. I love when people have good experiences wherever they're staying.
Yeah. And I think, you know, winning money always helps with
that. Helps too.
But it's nice when you have really just good overall time.
I know we had a call last week about somebody who had a not so great experience at Planet Hollywood, and it's like, oh, that's a drag.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in Vegas, so you're probably still having a pretty good time overall.
Right. But still.
You like to leave feeling good about
everything
aspect. And yeah, so good. I'm glad you had such a great time there. All right. I think that's going to do it for calls this week. Before we go, we have some additional people to thank for some karma donations this week. Thank you to Elise. Said she's going for business and a little pleasure for 2 weeks. That's a long stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck. Hope you have a great time. Tim with a karma donation for a guy's trip happening in a couple of weeks, staying downtown for the first time.
Enjoy.
Hope you have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Eileen and Dan, been listening for years, going to Vegas in a couple of weeks. They listen to, it's a communal event. They listen to our podcast together every week. Well, you know what's interesting? We record our podcast together every week.
Except for next week when you're going to be in one room and I'm going to be in another.
What? Are we doing like an Elton Bernie thing? What?
No.
That would be hard to do. We've never tried to do anything weird like that, in different locations where we record over Skype or anything. I like this better. It's easier if we're looking at each other. Anyway, they're going to be at the summit, Eileen and Dan, so that's great. And they thanked us for they said we have the best Vegas podcast.
Oh, well, thank you.
Jacqueline, flying out Monday, that's soon, June 10th, for 5 days of shenanigans. Shenanigans are good, and Vegas is perfect for
fun shenanigans.
So have a wonderful time, Jacqueline.
Yes.
Mike and Becca from Boston for a twice annual trip. They've got a lot of plans, multiple pool days, a couple Lady Gaga shows. An undetermined number of hand pays.
Mm-hmm. I hope that number is high.
I hope that works out for you. Have a great time. Enjoy every minute of it. And, we got a couple more. Barb and Ray from Lethbridge. I don't know where that is. Do you?
I do not. It sounds English.
Karma donation for a thank God the school year is done and someone will babysit our hooligans so we can go to Vegas trip July 1st through the 5th. That is awesome. Have a great time.
Yes.
And finally, Nick and Katie from North Iowa. Karma donation heading to Vegas on Tuesday. Two teachers who had to make up 10 snow days. Oh, I know.
Oh.
I know. I feel for you. This was a rough one. 10 snow days and can't wait to get to Vegas to start the summer. Well, thank you. And thank you for the kind words about the podcast. We appreciate it. Thanks to all of you very much
for your
support.
Thank you all and good luck.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for spending some time with us again. I haven't said this in a while, but there are a lot of different podcasts you can listen to, and we do appreciate you listening to ours. Thank you for sticking with us. It does mean a lot. What else? Anything else? 500bymidnight.com is our web address.
Mm-hmm.
500gmail.com is where you can email us. You can find
mostly
us on...
Mostly you.
Mostly me. Sometimes I respond. Sometimes I usually read them. no, I do read them. I don't get as much... Remember, I used to get tons and tons of email.
Mm-hmm. And now it's all been directed to the Facebook group?
Yeah. That's easier. Facebook group and Twitter and stuff.
Yep.
But if you have a Dear Tim and Michelle question of something you want us to cover on the show, you can send it to 500@gmail.com. What else? 500 is my Twitter name. Yours is Anita Martini.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a voicemail line. We just heard some calls from it.
Yep.
We'd love other people to use it as well. So please call us. 702-866-9494 is the number. That's it. We're going to do something else now. Until then, until next week, I'm having a hard time wrapping up this week.
Oh.
Thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. Thanks again to all of our new and returning Patreon patrons. We appreciate that. And our longstanding Patreon patrons as well. You guys are awesome. We'll be back next week with another show. Until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.